Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, Neil Haley, on a Periscope, at TotalTutor. And this is a guests I had on before, and we've become great friends, and now it's the big show. It's time to find out what has happened to them since their last episode. So I'm excited to welcome the program celebrities Jason and Kasia Hitch, stars of TLC's hit show 90 Day Fiancé. Jason and Kasia, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's very interesting, Jason, that finally the date is here, October 4th. Finally, we're going to get to find out what has happened to you guys, unless we've already have been in that whole connection mode of, you know, following you on Twitter and Facebook. But this is really going to be interesting. That the where are they now after the last episode of 90 Day, right?
Well, the good thing about it is that if you just stop watching the show after the tell-all episode there in December, and you see a preview of our October 4th TLC show, Where Are They Now, you're going to say, oh my God, those two didn't kill each other?
And why would you say that? See, because now, the last time we were kind of talking about the story, Kasia, when we had you on, but now, I mean, kind of, why would Jason say something like that, Kasia?
Because most of the time, as all the other couples, we had our fights too, and we fight a lot, but we can work together.
Right. So what types of things do you fight about?
Well, things like he likes to wake up very early. I wake up like 9, 10 o'clock. I like to stay up late. He likes to go to bed early. Things like that, you know.
Why is that, Jason? And what is the situation that she likes to get up 9, 10 o'clock? You can't get work started at that time, right?
Well, actually, she's embellishing a little bit. She's more to 11:30, 12 o'clock getting up and staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning. But, you know, we're proud of our relationship. And just because we're a little bit more open than everybody else, and just saying we realize that it's not all peaches and cream.
Yeah.
We continue to work on each other, and we work on ourselves, and we're totally devoted to each other, and we're willing to go the extra mile for one another, and we're most proud of that.
And Kasia, when you first got together and then became married and everything, what concerns did you have? Did you think that this would be a big one about getting up at different times, different interests, things like that, Kasia?
What do you mean?
What do I mean, Jason? Can you kind of explain what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm saying, Kasia, is that once you got married, you had these thoughts of Jason. Then after the process started and you've been married for a while, what have you seen other types of things that have gone on in the relationship that you might have not known about Jason before?
Oh, Jason can be very obsessed with something. He never gives up until he gets it. And it can be a little bit annoying. You know, something like, okay, you tried this 10 times, you didn't get it, so I think it's time to give up, you know? I didn't know this about him.
Jason, why is that? I mean, why does that get under her skin?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a generational thing or a male-female thing or just the way I was raised, but, you know, when I latch onto something, I am not going to give it up for anything. And when I get emotionally involved with something, I'm going to go all the way. And, you know, maybe it's just not the mentality of the millennials, or maybe just Kasia thinks that it's just not important enough to, you know, she may view it as a waste of time, but you know what? I can't tell you how many times where I've done something 10 times and I failed, but I did it one more time and I hit it. So, I mean, I have a proven track record, and I'm pretty proud of my resume. So I hope that people can learn from my mistakes, and that's what I try to show Kasia, that, hey, don't go down that road. I've already done it. I've made 10 mistakes.
Now, Kasia, now when you were saying specifically, do you think you've picked up a lot of some American millennial attitude since you've come to the States?
American attitude?
Yeah, attitude, millennial type stuff, where a lot of Americans your age have that work ethic at times, and well, I'm going to do it when I want to do it, and things like that. Well, Jason's like structured, organized. I got to get this done when I got to get this done, and you're more like laissez-faire, hands off type. Okay, when it happens, it comes. It happens. Not yeah. a sense of was growing up in Brazil. Were you the same way, or is it kind of the American attitude is? Of the younger generation has kind of rubbed off on you since you've come to the States?
Mm-hmm. Like, when I lived in Brazil, I didn't have a lot of responsibilities. I just had to go to college, get my grades good, go to work, have my money and spend and everything I wanted. I didn't need to give my mom any money to burn the house. I didn't need to help to take care of my sisters. My mom was not really on my case, like, oh, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. She let me, like, live my life, you know? But with Jason, he, as you said, he doesn't like me to commit the same mistake as he did. So he tries to make me not do certain things because he says, okay, it will not work, even though I want to try it. And see for myself.
Yeah.
He's very protective.
I see. And Jason, so it is in a lot of ways, it's just like getting used to explaining to her why this is such an important thing through your wisdom you've developed in time for when you were her age. You had the same kind of ideals and thought process, and you're saying that the road I went down because of that.
Every day, I am the teacher, I am the mentor, I am the leader, I am the father, I am the husband, I am all of the above when it comes to Kasia. We're going to do it this way, and this is why. And she says, well, what about doing it this way? I say, no, I've done it that way. We wasted a lot of money, we wasted a lot of time. So, yes, I get frustrated sometimes when I have to go on a long-winded lecture on why we're going to do something, because sometimes the time just doesn't allow for it. And that's when I get frustrated, and, of course, she gets agitated and annoyed. And then that's when the mushroom blows up, as you would say, because I just can't do the lectures. Every time we try to do a task, we're making chicken salad this afternoon, or running to the store to get bread. And we're just going to have to continue to work on our communication. I think that's when we need to talk to one of your previous guests, John Gray.
I'm trying. I reached out to the publicist, but I'm going to try by just calling John myself, the office. And maybe we can get also his daughter on, too, as a relation expert as well. So I was already thinking about this, but you know what? I'll be the relations expert in this one. As again, we're talking to Jason and Kasia Hitch, stars of the TLC's hit show, 90 Day Fiancé. And what we're finding out is that the Where Are They Now episode that airs October 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct? Is that the correct time slot, Jason?
Yes, that's TLC Channel 280 on DirecTV, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. October 4th, Sunday night.
Sunday night, and I tell you, I will be tuning in, trust me, and I will be live tweeting with Jason and Kasia. I can't wait to watch that and see what TLC types of situations occur. But it's going to be a very, very, very interesting show, to say the least. And we do have a possible phone call guest on the line, and we'll see who that is. And wouldn't that be funny if it was John Gray? But this is going to be interesting, this live show, and how much editing I'll have to do with this one after it's over. But I'm not that kind of person. I like to just go with the flow. So we're going to take a caller, but and see if they have a question for Jason and Kasia. And I'm going to say, hey, welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. Do you have a question for Jason and Kasia?
Yes. Hi. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. So my name is Kevin from Los Angeles, actually North Hollywood. And I've been watching the show. I think they're a very interesting couple. And I'm wondering if they think that they would have lasted this long, essentially, with the fact that they're such, well, different kind of people, you know what I mean? Different personalities, different cultural backgrounds, different hemispheres.
Let's have.
Well, Kevin, you bring up a good point. You know, can the yin and the yang get along? Can those kind of people work together? If they have a devotion and a respect for each other, and I tend to say yes. I'm devoted to this woman through hell or high water, and we're gonna go the extra mile and put each other first. That's what we're gonna do, Kevin.
Yeah, and. We always have people asking, like, why marry someone from another country? You are totally different. The languages are different. The culture is different. But the thing about this is every day we learn something new about each other. You know?
Yeah.
We learn the language. You know, we learn slangs. We learn new foods, everything. So everything is different. So I think that's why it makes it special.
Interesting. I want to get any other questions?
Yeah. Let me ask one more thing. Like, what would you say is the hardest thing in your relationship? What is the biggest obstacle for each of you, for Jason and for Cassia? Yeah.
Biggest obstacle. Well, I do believe that the age difference is a big one, because I have 16, 17 years of living life and dealing with thousands of people and making 1,000 more mistakes than she has. I mean, I've made more mistakes in the last 17 years than she'll see for the next 17 years of her life just being with me.
Sure.
And then it's just not whether or not she used the dull knife versus the sharp knife. This is talking about just interacting with people, dealing with the jobs or phone calls or anything that you have to deal with in America. She just is not going to be around me 24/7. She's going to have to go on her own and do things. She's got college coming up in January, and I'm not going to be around. So she needs to have some tough love now, as I call it. So I can throw her out and say, hey, you're on your own, kid.
Tough love. Now, what about Cassia? What is her, what is your biggest obstacle, would you say, in this whole thing?
Well, I think I need to listen to Jason more. I think it's difficult to me just to accept that sometimes he's right. And I need to listen to him more, yeah, because he wants to prevent me to get hurt or to waste my time. And sometimes I don't think it's best, but I know his intentions are good. So the biggest challenge for me is sometimes to accept that he is right and I'm wrong.
Oh, now, so also, and thank you for your call. I have some follow-up questions. And again, anyone else wants to call in 805-285-9736 if you're live, or tweet at me at Total Tutor if you're listening to one of the syndicated broadcasts all over the world. So thanks again for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice to meet you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so as I cut that caller off, I am still trying to understand this. So the first time we interviewed, we just talked about specifically the storyline of you two. Now I'm more and more saying, John Gray, we need you. And I'm going to have to tweet that out to John, because, again, John's publicist kind of must not understood my email. But you know how publicists are.
Uh-huh.
That's why we all fire them. So it's true. We could do it ourselves. Let's go right into this. Cassia, I'm listening to you, and Jason, I think, has to have... And being married for over 15 years, I have learned that if I am constantly lecturing my wife, and again, I experienced a lot more life than she has, and she's only a year and a half younger than me, It's because I was out as a professional wrestler. I traveled all over the world. I experienced all these different things while she was just stuck in Shaler in Pittsburgh. So she didn't experience those things. What I learned from that process, we do have another caller, is that I can't constantly lecture. I can't constantly do these things, because what's going to happen is the relationship is going to become more and more a brother-sister relationship, or a father-daughter relationship, instead of of a couple as one. So we'll take that, but we do have another caller. I never thought I'd be Dr. Phil tonight on the show, but I want to welcome our next caller. You're on the line, 419. Can you tell me the question you have for Jason and Cassia?
This is Danielle, one of the castmates, and I wanted to say hi to Jason and
Cassia. Hello. Hey, Danielle. Nice
to
get a call.
Hi, Danielle.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. We're doing good. I wanted to ask you a question, Danielle. So you're on the same show as Jason and Cassia. So I have to have a one-on-one interview with you as well, for sure, on my show.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Great. All right. So Danielle, do you have a question for them, or do you have a comment?
I have a question. How is Cassia adjusting to the U.S.?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good now. In the beginning, it was kind of hard, like, especially with the food in here. I thought it was greasy. You guys eat eggs with bacon and breakfast, and now I just love it. And the weather here is amazing, because back in Brazil, the city that I lived in was rainy, and it rained almost every day. I hate it. So for me, living Florida is like heaven.
Interesting.
That's good.
Any other comments to make, or what was your experience on the show, and what would you say? Because I have not had a chance to watch the show. I've heard things from Jason, always talking to him on the phone about different things, but we're talking a lot of business. So, Danielle, what would you say specifically you learned from the show?
It was okay as far as the filming, but the negativity and the social media stuff is the part I didn't like.
And
I agree.
And tell me what happened in social media that kind of really got rough on you, Danielle.
Just different rumors that Muhammad had different kinds of women, and people just sending me nasty messages and stuff.
Interesting. Okay, so, and were those rumors true or false, Danielle? They're false. So what's going on? Are we going to have to wait to the episode to find out what's going on with you two?
Pretty much.
Okay, so do you tell us where we can find information on you? Do you have a Twitter and stuff that people can follow you?
We have a joint fan page, Danielle and Muhammad fan page, and then Muhammad has a single fan page too.
Okay, fantastic. But non-Twitter, it's interesting. Everyone telling you Twitter's the way to go. Trust me, I keep telling Jason and Cassia, they're building a following and interacting, and they're going to be live tweeting. We will be live tweeting that entire episode on October 4th. I'll be on and involved in it as well at 10 p.m. Eastern. So, Danielle, any other questions to ask? Would you be interested in a one-on-one interview with me on my show?
Sure, I'll do an interview.
Okay, I will make sure, Jason, you'll set that up, right?
Say, hey, Neil, why do we have Danielle on the phone? Let me ask Danielle for one quick question.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if she just got into the show and been hearing anything what we've been saying, but what would Danielle's advice about the last 12 months of her marriage that she could give to us that would give us a little bit more perspective? Because, you know, Danielle, I mean, I'll just be honest, you're a couple years older than I am, and Muhammad is a few years older than Cassia, so the age difference is not that far off. And you know, you and I came from the other side of the tracks, and Muhammad and Cassia came from the other side. So, do you have any 2 cents that you could give us advice?
So communication is one, And then always try to remember that their life and their country was completely different from ours. And people need to realize that it takes a long time for them to adjust to the U.S. because their cultures are so different from ours.
True. And that's the other thing. And this is the thing that's happening. Everyone now is trying to marry someone that's exactly the same as they are. It's going to be interesting to look at compared to how opposites attract, because you need a team and together as a couple, as one, to have success in a marriage. One going two different directions or being exactly the same does not bring two together as one. And when those differences are out there, communication is the key for everything. So, Danielle, what's your, again, your Facebook fan page so people could like it?
Danielle Muhammad's fan page.
All right, well, fantastic. Any other questions?
Nope. I think the girls are wanting to say hi to Jason and Cassia.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Danielle, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so we're going to say goodbye. Take care. All right, they're off the line. So that was a surprise, Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, wow, yeah. I didn't know they were fans of your show.
No,
excellent.
No. Everyone's fans of my show. Come on now, Jason. Did you hear my list this week of all guests? And you guys top it off to end the week for sure. All right, now I'm getting into this before, and then we're going to talk about giving some hints of what we're going to tune into on Sunday night, October 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern, and it's funny to talk about it, and anybody has TLC. Trust me, anyone who is into reality television at times likes TLC shows till they cancel them. For example, The Duggars was our favorite show, by the way, Jason and Cassia, and they had to cancel it just based on one little incident. But I guarantee if you dig into other casts of other shows on TLC that are maybe going leaning to the left a little bit more, they would never lose their show, Jason, right?
Well, you know, TLC executives, I scratched my head in the last year of what their new motives were or are, where the direction of the entire network is going. I know that they want to jump on a lot of what do you want to call it? Each show has a message. You know, a nice topical message that's going on in the society today. And if it's an anti-message in the media, and their show has an incident like the Duggars, then off with your head. You know, let's just say, for example, Buddy got a DUI. He was driving 90 miles an hour in downtown Manhattan in his brand new Corvette. You know, he didn't even get a slap on the wrist. They just said, hey, you know, apologize, and you're back on the air to sell your books and your cakes and then he toured around. So, you know, is there a double standard on people's, you know, criminal activity? Yeah, sure there is. The entire media, just not TLC.
Well, I'm working on Buddy, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
Buddy, but we reached out to him when he was in Tampa and we were ignored. So that's what I say.
What happened? How did you reach out? You should have said, you know, I have I know the publicist for The Cake Boss. I was working with him one time, went down to The Cake Boss. We waited in line, got the hot dogs in New Jersey, you know, the whole deal with my family. And then later on, they came to me and said, just like some major celebs that came calling saying they want to be on my show already. So, okay. But let's go to this, the really interesting part of this episode. And again, is I think Cassia and Jason needs to learn specifically what a relationship is. And Cassia has to learn what American relationships are like. Because in Brazil, how would you define a relationship between a man and a woman in Brazil? Is it a little different? Is the man pretty much the one in charge of most relationships in Brazil, would you say? Or is it kind of like the States, Cassia?
Yeah, you can say that men take care, just like dominant in the relationship in Brazil. But the thing about it is that in Brazil, like, when you get married, you are one. So you do everything together. You know what I mean? You go to a bar, you don't go by yourself. You go to a park, you don't go by yourself. You always with your spouse. here in America, it looks like different. Like Jason said, oh, I need a break. I think I will just go to see a baseball game with my friend. And I said, but how can you just go to the on the baseball game with your friend and leave me at home? How can you do that? You know, if he was a Brazilian, I'm sure he would not do that.
Why do you think that is, Cassia? The guys want to, they have enough and they say they want to just go on their own, but then come back and everything's okay. Leave the wife at home. Why is that an American thing in a way?
I don't know. I would like to understand why you guys do it, because for me it's very, very hard to understand why you would like to do something without your spouse. I don't see a reason for that.
Now, putting yourself in this predicament, Cassia, choosing to come to the United States and marry Jason, not knowing a lot about who Jason was, how did your family feel about you doing this?
My family? Well, yeah. I remember when I told my mom I was talking to him, she said, you need to stop it now because you're crazy. It will not work. Because you're too far away, you're so different. You have your college. I want you to focus on your career. I want you to finish college. Forget about it. Then he flew to Brazil. My mom met him. She liked him. And then he flew again in December. She liked him. And then she started supporting the relationship. But she really hated the idea of me leaving my college just 1 year. I just needed one more year to get graduated, and I left to live with him. So she really didn't like this.
All right. Well, now, again, so the relationship is just arguments, Jason, but that's all couples, and all women complain all the time, Jason, so get used to it. That's what John Gray told me. Now I wish I had that advice my first year of marriage, but I sure as heck know it's now. Just little things, get her little things. As you, I know you listened, Jason, that whole John Gray interview. I think we listened to it again because that's the truth for sure. Now, Jason, anything else to promote? I know you guys have a business and stuff for our listeners out there so that they can get involved and check out the sites you're involved in, all that stuff. And remember again for October 4th. Go, Jason.
Well, you know, to finish up here, we did take a few of my connections I've made here in Florida, and we've gotten real lucky here in the last 4 or 5 months this summer. We have started a business called Gifting Fun, GIFTINGFUN.com, and it is a line of gourmet snacks that we are personalizing for customers. We're going to take your picture of you and your wife and your family on that Disney trip, and we'll be able to put a decal on top of the box and put a smaller decal on each one of our products that we have in the box. We'll give a personalized card from you to your wife, and I will send this box of snacks with the Disney photo of you and your family to your wife at home or at work or wherever she is, just to say, honey, I love you, and that it was such a wonderful trip we took last week. Ta-da!
What a great thing. And Cassia, I think that the thing is that Jason's, as an entrepreneur, they don't stop thinking. Their minds continue to go, and it's hard because you probably are the kind of thought process, why doesn't he just go ahead and work for somebody, right? Is that, and that's hard for any wife to have a husband who's an entrepreneur, because you don't know when your money's coming, right?
Yep. But I love that he is an entrepreneur, and he has, like, good ideas. He knows how to be the leader, and I trust him. So, and we can work together. I don't need to get out and work somewhere else all day long and then come home and spend some time with him. We can spend time together and make money together.
All right, so all
That's
great. It is, and that's the thing. You're together, and that's important. Jason, best place to find information, all you guys. You gave us one of the websites, all the different places, social media creds. Give us the lineup now.
The website is jasonandcassia.com. That's andcassia.com. We're on Twitter at Hitch for Life, HITCH, the number 4 LIFE. and we're at Kasia Tavares on Twitter. And our public page on Facebook, Jason and Kasia, and in our new business, giftingfund.com, where if you're a business trying to rebrand your business and send a thank you gift because you sold a car or you sold a house or you're trying to facilitate new customers, you can put your logo on our box and we can mail it out. If you are a family member of any sort and you want to send a box up to that special someone, you can use our box of snacks and we will mail it to anyone anywhere in the world. And we're very proud of this. So, Neil, you've been wonderful. And it sounds like to me we'll see you on Twitter. We'll do a live
tweet
Twitter feed.
Yes, live tweet 10 p.m. Eastern, October 4th. TLC. And with Flood tweet saying we don't want Jason and Kasia to leave. We want them back on TLC in some show. That's the big thing. And then also, again, Kasia has some things to talk about based on immigration and things like that. You got to just contact them, and they're available all the time. So take care, guys. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
All right,
take
care. Okay.
Thanks a million.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for using.